Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of An Ordinary Review with PJ. In today's episode, I have an intense legal drama for you. A movie that has won many awards. It was nominated for 4 Oscars, one of which was for the best actress for the lead actress in the movie, Sandra Hüller. And we will talk about her performance later in the review. It did win 1 Oscar for original screenplay. Well, I'm talking about the movie Anatomy of a Fall. The movie is available on Amazon Prime, and here's my review. Anatomy of a Fall is a story about a couple, Sandra Hüller and Samuel Thesis. Both of them are married and they're living in France. They have an 11-year-old son who's partially blind. And it was his accident when he was 4 years old that almost lost his vision is the crux of the strained relationship between husband and wife. Samuel wants to be a writer. He's currently teaching, but he's not enjoying his job. Sandra Hüller is a writer. She translates German into English for the dailies. And she's also an author of 3 books, and she's in the process of writing her 4th book. All this tension is building up to something that happens. One fine morning, when the son and his guide dog are returning from the morning walk, they find Samuel dead on the snow, lying in a pool of blood. The question is, whether he fell from the attic window where he was recording his music and he was doing some of his own work, or was he pushed to his death? The post-mortem report is inconclusive, and that leads to a possible allegation on Sandra Hüller, because she was the only one in the house who may have actually murdered him. And that forms part of the intense legal drama that follows thereafter. While the drama also not only tries to prove whether she is the killer or she is innocent, it also unravels their family, and that forms the crux of the story. How their blind son gets to know about things between husband and wife which are disturbing, and does he truly believe that his mother is the killer of his father? The movie is a truly intense legal drama, and the beauty is the way the legal case is built up and the way it's fought in the courthouse. The prosecution and the defense, the way they argue the case, beautifully done. There are no over-the-top emotions, there are no over-the-top arguments, factual based, and the analysis that goes behind their arguments is very, very interesting to watch. There are aspects about the case that will make you think and possibly decide whether whose side you are on. One particular scene in the movie where there is a recording that Samuel has recorded without telling Sandra about the argument that they're having, and that leads to some kind of a fight between the two. While listening to that entire sequence, you are conflicted whether it was Sandra Hüller who is to be blamed, or is it Samuel to be blamed, or Samuel is trying to play the victim card too strongly for Sandra Hüller. And that particular scene, that entire recording scene, will make you think. You truly are conflicted whether Samuel was right, which is what the prosecution wants to prove, or Sandra is actually on the right, and the argument that she's putting is Samuel trying to emotionally blackmail her and put the blame on her for his failure of being a writer. Very interesting. That entire, you know, recording when they play it out and the entire scene is very interesting to watch. There are also aspects about the case where when she's put on trial, the media and everybody thinks that she is the one to be blamed. Without getting into the details, the media almost does a trial of their own and kind of proves that she is guilty. It is shown in a subtle way, not in an over-the-top way, but then it does make you think when such cases come out, it's the lady in question where people are very quickly to put fingers on her and point fingers at her and kind of say that she's behind the crime. And we have seen that in multiple instances. There was a famous case here in India where an actor had committed suicide, and we knew the aftermath of what his girlfriend ended up facing with the media and everybody else thinking that she is a murderer. So there are these subtle messages that you actually come across, and it makes you realize how difficult it is for someone to be proven innocent when the media has already labeled you as guilty. All in all, like I said, a very, very intense legal drama. Performance is just absolutely top-notch. The entire movie belongs to Sandra Hüller and her son. They are absolutely, you know, they'll keep you engaged. Their performance is so magnetic that you cannot take your eyes off the screen, particularly Sandra Huller, and she was rightly so nominated for Best Actress for her performance. The various emotions that she goes through, how she is laughing in tragedy, because when you are with so much pain, nothing else happens to you but you start laughing and then you start crying, right? All of that comes out very, very naturally in the acting that she does. I would say if you love intense legal dramas and if you love top performances from an actress, then go no further. Watch Anatomy of a Fall on Amazon Prime. If for nothing else, Sandra Huller's performance will keep you captivated through the end of the movie. I am sure you'll enjoy it. That's it for this episode. Thank you for watching An Ordinary Review. I look forward to bring more interesting reviews for all of you. In case you find it difficult to sit through the video of the review, then you can always listen in as a podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Till next time, bye-bye and do take care of yourselves.